By midweek, every county in Missouri and 82 in Kansas were officially drought disaster areas. Grass fires, water main breaks, and forest fires became a concern. Rick Case, Assistant Forest Management Officer for the Mark Twain National Forest, said many fires are being started by mowing.
They're hitting a rock with a piece of metal, and the fields are so dry that it's actually sparking fires in the fields.
Megan Cobby with Water One, which serves 400,000 area customers on the Kansas side of the state line, said water consumption has hit twice that of a typical summer.
Don't water during the heat of the day. Try and water between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. or again in the evening after 6 p.m.
The heat also brought complaints of hot, thirsty deer and raccoons foraging in the cities, and several people were bitten by snakes made restless by the heat. A tragic Edgerton murder case was solved quickly, but it didn't ease the heartache for family members now taking care of the children of sisters Brittany Harrop and Ashley Key. Clifford Miller of Trimble, Missouri, admitted he went to Harrop's home while high on meth and killed the two young women.
I will review the case to determine whether the state will seek the death penalty in this case.
Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond, who said the claim of drug impairment is not allowable as a defense in Missouri. A Missouri judge terminated the parental rights of a Guatemalan woman whose son was adopted by a Carthage couple 4 years ago, after she was caught in an immigration sweep. Marcia Zug, family immigration law specialist, said the ruling was disappointing but not surprising.
A lot of times undocumented immigrants have a lot of strikes against them. They're usually poor, usually uneducated, don't speak English, all of these types of things that don't meet sort of the stereotypical definition of a good parent.
The boy's mother, Encarnacion Bale Romero, will appeal the decision. The city council revised Kansas City's billboard ordinance so that companies don't have to give up sign locations condemned for eminent domain. Carol Winterode of Citizens Against Billboard Blight said the plan became more acceptable after the council resolved to police billboard restrictions more aggressively and consider a 2% billboard tax.
I'm hoping the city will reap lots of money that can be used for beautification and could be used to remove a billboard that has been condemned.
Under the revised ordinance, owners would still have to do away with equivalent square footage of signs in other locations. Kansas City Fire Chief Smokey Dyer confirmed that he will retire, effective July 30th, and that 29 chiefs and supervisors will also.
You can't lose that kind of experience without having a significant impact.
The city council recently cut $7.5 million from next year's fire department budget. And Kansas City got the final report on the All-Star Game. It drew 150,000 out-of-towners, pumped up hotel revenues by $2 million in 2 days, and drew as many to the Negro Leagues Museum in 2 weeks as usually visit in a month. The only disappointment, attendance at the Fan Fest didn't top that in St. Louis 3 years ago. This is KCUR.